Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So, little victories, baby. Yesterday, it was my heated steering wheel. And today, it was my heated seat. Let me tell you, DZ. We try to be grateful for things around us that we have. And, you know, it makes your day better. And I even talked about this in therapy on Monday. As soon as I started feeling grateful for something, my day got better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm grateful for my heated seats and my heated steering wheel.
It's nice.
It's very nice.
No, them heating seats
little
are
victories.
Nice.
Little victories. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I'm glad I got an ice pack in the studio.
Why?
Because last night, as the Bucks caught this dog.
Whoa, go Bucks! I like your sweatshirt this morning.
Thank you. It was the closest thing out of my closet.
I like it.
Thank you. As you know, it's cold and it's in rotation.
It's nice, yeah.
But yeah, last night at the game, I hurt my hand a little bit, man. And I'm like, ow, how did I do that?
Yeah.
Ouch. So I'm glad I got the ice pack because I actually think I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hurt the wrist, hurt the finger, hurt the hand, hurt my elbow,
all in
once.
Do you
need
me to call somebody at the box?
No, thank you. That's my thing. No worry about it.
Well, I was just going to ask them if any of the players were available to come on the show. I was even going to ask about your arm.
Oh, bet. No, then yeah, go ahead and call them. Just don't bring me up.
I'll be like, hey, it's Allie from this show on Kiss FM. This is Guy on with me. You probably never heard of
never
him.
Heard
anyway,
of him.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, everybody? You're a fool.
You're okay, though?
Yeah, it's just, I feel like I might have maybe like strained a tendon between my hand. And you know how all those muscles go down
into
your wrist
hurt.
And elbow?
We don't have time for this, DZ.
I'm okay.
Enough.
You see me moving my hand, I'll
Enough.
Be all right. Nothing's broken. I'm shaking
Crazy.
And baking, baby.
All right, good. Well, it's little victories. Starting out the day with something positive. Speaking of coming up next, it's the question of the day. I can't wait to tell you what happened when my girlfriend and I went out to lunch. Oh, I'm not supposed to say girlfriend anymore. It makes me sound old. When my friend Shelly and I went out to lunch yesterday, DZ.
Okay.
It involves drinks.
Ooh, baby, yes.
Like warm drinks. Ooh. Hold on. The question of the day is next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so yesterday I was having lunch with one of my friends. We went to Mad Rooster right on Miller Parkway.
Love
and
Mad
I
Rooster.
Thought about our bike drive this weekend because it's on Miller Parkway. But anyway, we were at Mad Rooster and he Angel on Hell, who's always our server, love him.
My dad was serving y'all?
And he was.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, this server we always have, he came up and he's like, ladies, what are we drinking? And I'm like, iced tea. He's like, yeah, you're an iced tea girl. I'm like, always when I have a salad and when I come to Mad Rooster, I get like a salad.
You know me, Angel.
He literally knows us. Like, we go there all the time. And then he looks at my friend Shelly and she goes, I'm thinking about having hot tea today. And I go, ew, I hate hot tea.
Hater.
And he goes, yeah, we got some good hot teas. And so she ordered hot tea. And I looked at her and I said, did you know that warm drinks reduce anxiety? And she goes, I did not. And I go, and did you know that cold drinks increase anxiety? And she's like, I did not. That's according to scientists now at San Diego State University. They said that eating cold foods in summer adds to anxiety, but yet warm food and drink consumed in winter lowers anxiety, which makes a lot of sense.
That actually makes sense.
It's the reason you get in a hot bath. Yeah. It's the reason I go into a hot sauna to do Pilates and yoga late at night before I crash, right? The heat brings me down.
Yeah,
when
it helps with inflammation, helps bring your body down. Yeah. No, that actually makes sense.
Yeah, it loosens everything up.
It's your body moving.
So that's the thing. They say a warm drink can help fix your anxiety. So I thought, well, damn, I'm making fun of her. Maybe I should be drinking some hot drinks over here.
Making fun of me for drinking lukewarm water.
I know, because DZ, you love lukewarm water, you love hot tea, and I'm just an ice girl. I'm an icy queen.
Well, partially it is to protect my vocal cords, and you know, since I have had some vocal issues in recent times.
That's the only time I'll drink hot tea, and I said that yesterday when I have issues.
But otherwise, I do like hot drinks.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? A little hot chocolate, chocolatico caliente. Especially now that the weather's changing. Hot chocolate and cheese.
Well, the question of the day is, what's your favorite warm drink now that we know that it helps lower anxiety? Because, you know, and I do drink hot coffee every single morning. I'm drinking it right now out of my Bucks mug. I mean, every day. So I would say that I do drink hot coffee.
Hot coffee.
Although the caffeine in it makes me crazy. So and I don't mean crazy. I mean like anxiety ridden.
Jittery.
Anxious. Yeah. So that's the irony in that. But, you know, 414-533-1037. What is your favorite warm drink? That's the question of the day. What is yours? Because mine's going to be coffee, period.
No question. See, and I'm torn because I love me a little hot tea, some honey, some lemon in that bad boy.
When I want to put soup in this so bad, but I don't know if it counts.
It doesn't count as a drink.
Fine.
You don't drink soup.
Fine.
No.
You're right. Unless you're right.
As much as I'd love to allow it, no.
Okay, fine.
Best though, no question. No
that was
question.
Really funny.
No.
I'm not allowing it, Allie. I'm not allowing it. It was really funny.
As much as I'd love to let the soup ride. No.
No.
unless you drink a straight chicken broth,
you're
bro.
Right. You're right.
You drinking straight chicken broth?
Only when I'm trying to lose weight. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Hey, no,
everybody.
People do it though, yeah.
I know, no, but seriously.
All jokes aside, I love me some hot tea. Little throat coat, little chamomile, little something.
So hot tea is your jam when it comes to warm drinks.
Nope.
Oh.
The first thing I said.
What was it?
Hot chocolate and cheese.
And cheese. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
get
disgusted.
You some hot chocolate and you throw like a mozzarella cheese stick in that bad boy. Oh.
Why would you put cheese? This is
it melts and gets all gooey and delicious.
Really?
It's the best thing you'll ever have.
This is like, yeah, I've had people tell me if you get the right type of cheese, it's like a dessert.
It's amazing.
Ooh, go to the lines. Let's go to line one. So DZ's saying hot chocolate and cheese.
And cheese.
What the heck? I'm saying coffee because that's the only real hot drink I really consume.
Black.
Yeah. black like my heart. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Waylon,
wepa.
I was thinking about you yesterday, Waylon. You haven't called in since you came to visit us and drop off your bike for the bike donation. We were missing you. Welcome back.
You just said, forget them. I did what I needed to do. I accomplished my mission. No, what's up, buddy?
Well, now he knows what it's like in the studio and what he's working with when he calls us. Hi, Waylon. How are you today?
Good.
What's your favorite warm drink?
It would be hot apple cider.
I thought for sure you were going to say hot chocolate. You got me good with that one.
Hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider is a good one, especially at like apple farms right now. They always serve it.
No, that's a solid pull, Bobby.
That's a really good one. Is mom in the car today? Is Chaya in the car?
Not right now, but she's gonna come.
Okay,
she'll be back.
You tell her we said hi, okay?
Okay.
Love
all right, have
you.
A good
bye.
One. Love, buddy.
Bye, Waylon. He's so stinking
the
cute.
Best.
I knew his mom wasn't in there because I could hear the radio in the background. I knew she wasn't in the car. She would have turned it
he
down.
He ain't turned it down a lick.
She was taking in the kids. All right, so anyway, 414-533-1037. What is your favorite warm drink? He had a good one with hot apple cider.
That's
you said
so good.
Hot chocolate with cheese, whatever. Patty from Waukesha.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Fine. Patty from Waukesha says hot apple cider as well.
They like you, Waylon.
We see the phones ringing. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I just have to read a text to you because the question of the day is, what is your favorite warm drink? Because I was telling DZ, I learned that warm drinks can decrease anxiety, while cold drinks in the summer can increase anxiety. But, you know, Bryce, our boy in Racine.
Big Bryce, what up?
He didn't text the radio station. He texted my son.
Oh.
And said, hey, your Uncle DZ just said what he said just disgusted me. He was talking about hot chocolate and cheese because the question of the day is, what's your favorite warm drink? Tell your mom that it physically gagged. I physically gagged at it.
Well, Bryce, take several seats because don't knock it till you try it. It's a very Colombiano thing to do.
Bryce, you crack me up. Oh, now he's texting into the station as well. Bryce, we see you as well.
We love you, man.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to Ryan in Calabama and find out his favorite warm drink.
I can probably guess.
Why? What do you think?
I'm going to let him say it.
Good morning.
Good morning. You got to be a coffee guy when it comes to warm drinks.
100%.
Oh, heck yes. 100%.
But DZ thinks it has something else in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know you got that spice in there.
A little additive, you know, a little pepper, if you will.
maybe a little rummy or a little Bailey.
Oh, I thought it was cheese. I thought cheese made everything better.
Well, I was talking about cheese also. I don't know what Ryan's talking about.
You can put your cheese in there all you want. Yeah. I can't knock it till I try it, though, I
guess.
Man,
get y'all a cheese stick, like the string cheese sticks. Get you some hot chocolate. Listen, throw that bad boy in there like a straw. Stir it around and then get you a spoon. Take a spoonful and... Oh.
I was telling DZ that when I was losing weight, they always told me to go get some type of cheese for dessert to like make a dessert. And I always went... And that's when I realized cheese does go into dessert a lot of times. And I didn't realize it. Yeah.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake is a perfect... There's a perfect... No, really.
You cannot do that to me. Cheesecake's deadly, you know? That it's a cheese pie. It's a cheese dinner.
Okay,
I don't really like cheesecake, but it's true. Yeah, it's
cheese
true.
Goes into a lot of stuff. Y'all just don't even realize it. It's okay.
I won't knock it till I try it. It's just a weird combination,
It does
you know?
Sound gross. Mm. I'm with you, dude. All right. Thanks for calling, Ryan.
Happy Thursday, guys.
Later,
take it easy.
Bye.
Put that spice in your coffee.
Let me read some texts here. We're talking about your favorite warm drinks. Paige in Maguanago said, hot pumpkin spice latte with white mocha sauce. Oh, that sounds good.
They make white mocha sauce?
Yeah. Mm. They make everything at Starbucks in these places
now.
Right. Come on.
I got to remember the white mocha sauce.
Seriously.
Though.
Carl in Indy is texting in. He says, I like hot tea, but I am seriously debating over my dilemma over cold beer since you said cold drinks causing anxiety like beer gives you good vibes, not increasing anxiety, Allie. I'm seriously debating you, Allie.
He said he doesn't believe it.
Carl,
a cold beer never gave me anxiety. Touche, my boy.
It gave me anxiety the next day after the way I behaved.
No, that's a hangover. Get us out of here.
Touche. Let's go to... You said it, not me. Let's go to Gail in West Bend.
Get me out of here. Gail, good morning.
Hi, Gail. We're talking your favorite warm drinks. First of all, did you know warm drinks decrease anxiety? Did you know that?
That's very interesting.
So what's your favorite warm drink?
It would be an Americano, or if we want to be really specific, Dunkin' Blueberry Hot Coffee.
Coffee.
It's my favorite.
Blueberry.
With nothing else in it.
Blueberry Dunkin' Coffee. It's just the flavored coffee, huh?
Yeah, it's my favorite, and everybody at work knows it.
Yeah.
My friends know it.
I can just smell the blueberry thinking about it. There's nothing else. No cream, no sugar, nothing.
No, and an Americano is black coffee as well, correct?
Right.
Yes. So I try to watch it, my calorie intake, but get the flavor. So
dude,
that's a really great choice.
Okay.
Gail, I felt so stupid years ago when I had to go into a coffee shop and be like, I just want black coffee. And they're like, an Americano? I'm like, sure. Is that what it's called? Because I call it black coffee.
She said, no, Americana. But, you know, it's cool. Whatever.
Okay. Oh, you guys are all fancy over there. I'm like, whatever, dude. Just give me some black coffee, would you?
The biggest size. I don't want to say anything different.
I am curious about the blueberry coffee. I'm going to try that now, Gail. I'm curious.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
It's so good. But the only thing is, if you don't like the smell, so some people
it's
at work
pungent.
Are a little more sensitive to that smell.
Heavy blueberry.
But it tastes so good. You have to try it.
I'll try it. And I might just DoorDash some right now. What the hell?
What's up? Grab two.
Perfect.
Ooh,
get milk in mine, blueberry.
Oh, no, you're going to mess it up with the milk.
No, I won't. Promise.
See, you're going to get anxiety. Is the milk cold?
No, just get steamed milk.
All right, Gail, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nice love. Bye.
Last but not least, we've got Roger in Milwaukee. We're talking about your favorite favorite warm drinks. Somebody said caramel chai tea with a spoonful of honey. Made at the crib.
Caramel chai tea with a spoonful of honey. Why did you just give me an inspiration? Oh, let me write that down before I forget it.
Yeah, write it down. And then Sid in Waukesha said, I'm with DZ. I'm Puerto Rican and we do it too. Cheese.
Quesito con chocolatico.
Si, senor. I hear you.
Why don't we door dash some hot chocolate and cheese?
No, I'm good, actually. Oh, okay, whatever. Roger in Milwaukee. Where were we? Roger!
Good morning. Allie, DZ, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the RGR. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Woo! Roger! Amanda and Jackson texted in and said, torn between hot cider and mint hot chocolate.
Mint?
Ooh.
That sounds pretty good.
You lost me at the mint.
That actually does sound good. She said she thinks cider takes the cake, though, of her favorite hot drink. What is it for you, Roger?
I'm going with the hot chocolate. I got to go with the hot chocolate. All day, no cheese, though. No cheese.
Oh, Roger.
All day, no cheese.
I thought I had one, bro.
Unbelievable.
I got to do the chocolate stick, though. Whipped cream.
That's very Christmas of you. Yeah, the garbage. You know what's so funny, Roger? I bought some hot chocolate for our Keurig because you can get the little K-cups of hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Those are the clutch.
Yeah, and then I hid them. And I did not tell my children until I was going to surprise them, and I never did.
Smart.
So then Owen found them the other day. They'd been in the cabinet for probably 6 months. And Owen found them. He's been making hot chocolate like a maniac. I came home the other day. There's 3 cups with hot. And I'm like, you could have used the same cup over and over, my guy.
And now you know why you hadn't told him.
And now I know why I hadn't told him. Yep, hot chocolate.
I got one question, though.
What kind of cheese
you use, Deezy?
That's a great question.
Mozzarella. Get you a mozzarella cheese stick, like the string cheese sticks. Get a mozzarella stick.
They used to tell
whatever hot chocolate you want. You could use different cheeses, obviously, but the best tastings is the mozzarella. Trust.
Maraschino is the one they were telling me
I'm going to try that today.
And report back, man. Thank you. You could even eat a little graham cracker with it at the same time. Dip a little bread at the same time if you want. Now we need to door dash some bread cheese.
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to try it out.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger.
Report back, Roger. We want to know.
I will.
Okay, thank you guys.
Have a good Thursday.
You too.
Love you, man.
Bye.
Peace. Let's go.
There it is. Warm drinks. They reduce your anxiety. Let me go get some blueberry coffee right now.
Don't forget the hot chocolate and cheese.
Sorry, busy.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem today? Because it's been a spicy week on the show, let me tell you.
And I think the spice will continue.
Oh, geez. We had a guy who got his ex pregnant.
Yeah.
Then yesterday, what was it? We had drama with another couple, didn't we?
Different couples' dramas, bro.
Yeah.
We're straying away from the couples. Let's not even get in couple mode. We're not there.
We're not in a relationship. What's the problem today? Mispronouncing somebody's name?
Yeah, we're at the office.
Did I read that? We
at work, okay?
I don't want to be at work. we are at work.
Tough.
Okay, anyway. Somebody's mispronouncing somebody's name at work? Wait, hold on.
Allie and DZ. I started a new job in the summer, and there's a girl in the office named Alice, except that I've been pronouncing it Elise this entire time.
I don't know why it made me laugh. They're not even spelled the same.
I was so confident
that it was Elise.
That it was correct.
Oh, because they were going Elise instead of the Elise. Yeah,
you're hearing it. You're seeing it. Exactly. But I just found out it's actually Alice. Nobody corrected me since the summer. No one on the team, not my boss, not her. They all just let me keep saying it wrong, and
dude,
I did. I'm embarrassed.
I would be, too.
Only reason I found out is because someone from a different department said her name in a meeting, and then my soul left my body. Now I don't know what to do.
She was in a meeting, and somebody said it, and she... Somebody goes,
hey, Alice, and question blah, blah, blah.
I would want to die.
And then Elise goes, yeah, blah, blah. And you're sitting there going, wait, I thought your name was Elise.
That's so embarrassing.
Your name is Alice.
You know when I did that to my neighbor? I called his wife the kid's name because I was still getting to know them.
Yep.
And I was like, how's Tori? And that was the kid. And I was like, oh, on. And he and later I realized.
You ain't even realize when you did it.
That was his daughter, the way not I know the it. Wife. And all I was the like, way I know I want to die right now. I want to die so bad.
But to them, and sometimes you just, you let it slide because you know it's almost harmless, right? Mm-hmm. People aren't doing it on purpose.
But it's so embarrassing when you get somebody's name wrong. Like, so embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. And here's the problem. Had it been a couple days, whatever.
Yeah.
Had it been a couple weeks,
sure.
Cool. It's been months.
And they know you're saying you're wrong. How embarrassing.
Oh,
how
they
could
know.
Nobody tell you? How could nobody? That is so messed up.
Low key, it's a little bogus.
Her name is not Alice.
Hey, Allie. Her name is Alice, not Elise.
Oh, it is Alice, not Elise.
Her name is God. Alice, not
Elise.
All right,
Elise. So what's your advice, DZ? Do you have any?
You do nothing. No, seriously.
Okay, 414-533-1037.
What,
thanks,
you don't
DZ.
Like it? No.
Do nothing.
G,
there you go.
You just start, seriously, the only thing you got to do is start calling her by her real name, move on with your life, and pretend like it never
and
happened.
Pretend like, oh, that's
they've
embarrassing
been pretending
too.
Like it never happened. Everybody probably been probably talking die. Behind your back. Now it's an inside joke that you're not a part of.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I'm not trying to give you a complex, but you've been pronouncing somebody's name wrong for half of a year. Let's, just start saying it right.
Fine, let's go to the phones and see what everybody else says, because I would just want to crawl into a hole if I found out I was saying somebody's name wrong for that long.
And I'm not crawling out of it. I'm going to stay in the hole and just start saying your name correctly.
So embarrassing. Uh-huh. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning, guys. It's OG.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, Larry. How's it going? I mean, Lori.
Oh, dang it.
Hey, girl. I love you, Lori. You know that. Oh, you're one of the only ones I can say that to.
She picked up on it ASAP.
Girl, what would you do if you were saying someone's name wrong? I don't even know where to go with this.
Months.
This is crazy.
They're on your team. You work
legit,
with them.
I would go up to the person and apologize and
fair.
Say, nobody told me, because you can't really assume anymore, because people spell stuff so many different ways.
Well, and there's so many different cultures and nationalities, and we're all, and the names are not John and Lori anymore. You
and
know
Tim.
What I mean?
Yeah.
They're very, it's different.
Even Lori is technically, for me, it's
what?
Pronounced correctly, because my name is Lori.
Right.
Yeah.
But all these women that are named Laura, and they call them Lori for short, if it's spelled L-A-U-R-I-E, technically the A-U is an ow sound.
Yeah,
that's
it's Laura.
Great English.
Laura.
It's Lowry.
Oh, so when Lori and Cederberg, when Lori and Cederberg calls, I'm going to be like, you're Lowry.
You're Lori and Cederberg is Lowry.
It's supposed to be pronounced Lowry, not Lori.
Yes.
And I understand, you know, mispronouncing somebody's name. But to call somebody the complete wrong name
for months is embarrassing.
Now you got to make a joke out of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even going to bring it up because I'd feel so dumb. I'd be looking for a new job.
I'd
just be like, hey, listen, Alice, I'm so sorry I've been calling you by the wrong name. I realize I've been calling you Elise. I'm going to keep calling you Elise. Is that cool?
Kill me now.
Because it's committed to memory. I would
just crawl into a hole. What?
You know, it's a paying attention thing.
Well, then I'm really screwed.
I got one person I send a bunch of emails to, and every time she answers my emails, she calls me Lisa. It's on the email, dummy.
Dude, I've had people, when people spell your name wrong on an email, that's even funnier.
Yeah.
Girl, yes, I feel you. Lori, thank you. I mean, yes, Lori, thank you for calling. We'll let you know if Lowry calls in.
We love you, Larry.
Love you guys. I'll see you Saturday morning. I got a bunch of bikes for you.
Oh,
see you at the bike drive.
See you Saturday morning, Lori.
Have a good day, guys. Love
appreciate
you, bye.
Love you back,
Jessica in New Berlin texted into 414-533-1037. She said, my son Henry's in 7th grade and he has a teacher who's been calling him Ethan for 2 months and he's afraid to say anything. Oh, Jessica, I'll say something. Which high school?
Well,
is it Eisenhower or West?
Nope. You better tell Ethan to chill.
Dude, how embarrassing. Somebody's been calling him Ethan and
that
his
ain't
name
even
is
close.
Henry.
And it's his teacher, bro. She's going to, when does she not take roll call with a roster? Why are you taking attendance?
Details. It's middle school. They don't care. They just, they come in.
We need to give her
Jessica.
A name, bro. What's her name?
Okay, the woman who's been calling the lady at work the wrong name.
Alice Elise. It's Alice, not Elise, and she's been calling her Elise.
The woman who's been using the wrong name is wrong name Naomi.
Wrong name Rhonda.
Wrong name. I guess. I was going with the N. You went with the R.
Oh. We're all wrong.
That's because Spanish is your first language. I'll let it slide, okay?
My Rhonda had a W. It was W-R.
Who cares what her
Spanish
name is?
Spanish is still my first name.
I know. It's okay. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So she's been calling her coworker the wrong name for months. How embarrassing.
Hey, Alice. Nope. Oh, wait, no. Yes.
Her name is actually Alice. She's been calling her Elise. Somebody texted in and said, as a person named Elise, starts with an A, she said, I've been called Alice so many times, even with my name in an email. It's so relatable.
So
I'm
sorry, Alice.
Well, Elise is spelled A-L-L-Y-S-E, so they're calling her Alice.
Well, unless you spell it A-L-Y-S-E.
I don't know. I can't even see that in my mind. My brain can't even put those together in the sky for some reason.
You could spell a name however you want and say pronounce it like this. And then people are like, okay.
Somebody said, I would keep calling her Elise. What if the other people are wrong? Knock it off.
No, I don't know.
That would be so embarrassing. Let's go to Melissa in Kenosha because we didn't get to her yesterday. She waited on the phone the whole time. I felt so bad.
Nobody's correcting anybody.
Nobody.
Bro. That'd be crazy.
Nobody. I'd be so embarrassed.
I'm not saying anything. I'm so serious.
Hey, Melissa, I have to read this text. It's crazy. Ashley in Bayview said, my ex-husband's grandparents call our kids Dominic and Samantha. Their actual names are Donovan and Savannah.
Whoa.
They're 16 and 12?
Have they called them that the whole time?
How then embarrassing.
Y'all let that be nicknames for them, then. I don't know what this is.
I would have snapped. Oh, that's crazy. Especially that's my ex-husband's grandparents. No, I really would have snapped.
The grandparents?
Because they're so old. They're probably in their 90s.
Well, okay. Well,
80s, they're the grandparents of a full adult. They're old.
Touche. And the kids are older. They're up there. They're up there. You got to excuse
they're not
a little
young,
bit.
But
how
still,
long have they been
grandma
doing
and grandpa.
It?
Grandma
uh-huh. How embarrassing. Uh-huh. What do you think, Melissa? Should she say something?
I think she should pull her aside and be like, in a meeting, I heard someone call you. I can't even remember what her real name is.
Her real name is Alice. They're calling her Elise, right?
Okay, yes. I heard them call you Alice, and I've been calling you Elise, and you haven't been correcting me this whole time. What is the real pronunciation of your name?
Yeah.
Just for me to know. Because how have you not been hearing it in the office? How have you not been hearing other people say it? Does nobody say the name?
I agree with the one person that's like, maybe that person was wrong. If it's another department, you'd never know.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, Brittany from Darien said, I have a coworker that spells my name wrong multiple times in the same email. You're not alone. I've seen people post this on social media. We make fun of the people in our office who send us emails with our name spelled wrong. It's embarrassing for them, if you want me to be honest, because the signature's at the bottom, dude. Mm-hmm. This is a pronunciation thing, so that's different. But when you spell or write someone's name wrong in an email with the signature, you're a moron, dude. That's all I got to say about that. I hope I didn't just jinx myself that I now do that today. But anyway, you know what I'm
saying.
We'll
knock on wood. We'll knock on wood.
It drives me nuts.
It's got to be the spelling that you just look at it and you want to say Elise. You just want to say Elise, 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 and it's Alice.
Mm-mm. It's messed up.
Yeah.
It's just how, I would just ask her, be blunt.
Okay.
Be blunt.
But I'm a blunt person.
I know.
So I'm probably the worst person to give advice for.
Same, girl. That's why you're my spirit animal, and that's why this is What Would DZ Do, not what would Melissa and Allie do, because it'd be a disaster.
Right?
This would be too much.
Bye, Melissa.
Love, bye.
It would be a total disaster.
It'd be crazy. The advice would really be bad then.
She just realized she's been saying her coworker's name wrong for months.
That's
how
tough.
Embarrassing.
That's tough. I really am not bringing it up. I can't do it. Can't bring myself to do
it. Man, her name is Alice. She's been calling her Elise. Let's go to Ariana and West Dallas. Why not?
Why
pull up
not?
Our girl. Get some more texts up here. I see they're coming in like crazy at 414-533-1037. Karen from West Bend said, put it on Alice. Ask her why she never corrected the person that was saying her name wrong. Oh,
blame
that's awkward.
Her.
That's
now,
awkward.
Now you're going to gaslight her? Be like, how come you been letting me say your name wrong this whole time?
You guys
huh?
are so wrong.
Huh?
Ariana.
Alice.
Save us.
Buenos dias.
Girl, what? Oh, what do we do here?
So I've been on both sides, okay? So I for the longest, like, I work in customer service.
Yeah.
I've been calling this longtime member his wrong name for the longest. He never corrected me. Also, one of my employees did. He's like, you know, that's not his name. I was like,
stop it. Why hasn't he corrected?
Because he's nice.
No, because he's nice and he doesn't want to make you uncomfortable and say, hey, dummy, you're calling me the wrong name.
Yep.
So I kind of was just like, went to the side. I was like, you know, like, didn't say anything. I started calling by his name. But I mean, it's just like, you didn't mean to, you know, like, it was just like.
It's harmless.
I think what BZ said, just don't say nothing.
If somebody's offended by being called the wrong name, they're going to correct you quickly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People are just nice. They're going, I don't care that you're calling me the wrong name. I'm just here to work.
Listen to this. Plymouth. In Plymouth, she said, I'm Shakara, and I so often get Shakira.
Them hips.
I'm sorry if I've been saying your name wrong.
Our bad, Shakara.
Because I know you text in all the time, girl.
But we love you, Shakira.
Love you. And the real Shakira.
And the real Shakira, you
but
know.
But anyway, oh my gosh, Ariana was calling a customer the wrong name for months. That's even funnier.
And I'm sure her name's been messed up.
And then one more thing. I actually had a coworker who, like, I worked for the long, and she kept calling me Andrea, and she called everybody, like, different names. She was so hilarious. Shout out to her, because she listens to us on the radio. Shout out to Nancy. But we literally, after we're like, Nancy, you know what? You're not going to call us the wrong name. We're just not going to answer to you. So we stopped answering. But it was funny, though. It was a funny thing.
She was doing it on purpose, bro.
No, she didn't do it on purpose, but we just laugh about things
Right.
We don't take anything personal, so.
Well, shout out, Nancy.
That's probably good, because somebody texted in and said, I kept calling my new coworker Matt. One day I heard someone say, hi, Mike, and I told him, why didn't you tell me your name was Mike? He said he was too embarrassed to correct her.
I've done it, bro. I know we've all done it, called wrong people the wrong name all the time. It sucks, but, you know, you just move on. You got to move on. Don't say nothing.
So embarrassing.
I mean, if they don't feel offended, it's fine. I mean, take it as a joke. Sometimes it's just a laugh or something like that, you know, at the end of it. So.
Fair.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah,
all right, sorry. I was taking a drink of my warm coffee, so I didn't have anxiety. Thanks for calling, Ariana.
We love you, fam. Bye.
The question of the day was about warm drinks lowering your anxiety. That's why I had to slide that in there. Julia's in Franklin, last but not least, DZ. I mean, this is so embarrassing. She's been calling the coworker the wrong name.
For months, since the summer, dog. Since it's been warm out. It's not warm no more.
No. Hey, how's
morning,
it going, Julia?
Good morning. Diaz.
Good morning.
I would have some serious issues that I would take to, like, my work bestie, and I'd be like, girl, where have you been?
Yeah. Ooh.
Why are you not
talking to me? Where is the work bestie?
That's a good question. Maybe she doesn't have a work bestie.
Maybe
even
it's Elise.
Somebody, like, someone. If you really thought about it, and after this meeting, you were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've been doing that. Why not go to any person and be like, hey, like, on the down low, what is this chick's actual name?
Yep.
That's what you should do.
Bring somebody else to the side and then go from there. You know what? You might have just nailed it.
And as a Julie, I get Julie.
I bet you do.
It is such a pet peeve of mine, to the point where when my husband and I were planning our wedding and we'd reply, like, thanks, Julia and so-and-so, my husband. They would respond with, thanks for your inquiry, Julie. I'd be like,
And we're out.
People will reverse your names. The other issue I've had, they call me Faith. All the time. I'm like, yo.
Yeah. I can see that happening, though.
They do that all the time with last names. I've heard it with my friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's the last name, not the first name.
My last name's been put as my middle name.
Yeah, things get messed up.
Yeah,
totally.
Can we all be honest that here's,
goodbye, Julia. Your phone is really loud. Love you. Bye.
Oh, love you. Bye.
Bye, Julie. No, jokes. Bye, Julia.
I was playing. You're crazy. Anyway, Heather and Racine said, my daughter is 15 and her name is Emma. For her entire life, my dad has been calling her Emily. Your dad? Her grandpa? We always say that her name is Emma, not Emily. He's like, whatever.
He said, I don't care. It should have been Emily. I said what I said.
We have so much to talk about.
So much.
But I ordered Dunkin' because I really wanted to try that blueberry coffee that our listener just told us about.
You got inspired for real.
Well, she said it's amazing. And I'm like, what's so great about this blueberry coffee from Dunkin'? Let me try it myself, girl.
It's the only thing she gets.
Black coffee,
blueberry flavor.
So I asked for just one shot of the blueberry because it's the unsweetened.
Is it very, like, heavy blueberry smell? She said it was going to be heavy.
I think so. You want to smell it?
Yeah, let me smell it.
We got to both try this, but smell it. Kind of.
I don't know. But
listen, I got to talk to you about the halftime show for the big game, but I just wanted to tell you I did try the blueberry. Let me try it.
Try it real quick. Quick sip for the Dunkin'
one
time.
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh, that's too hot?
It's too hot. I gotta wait.
Yep.
It's okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe I needed more blueberry in it.
Yeah, maybe two pumps next
maybe
time.
Maybe I needed two pumps, girlfriend. Anyway, blueberry coffee, that was her thing. She stands on business. Okay.
If you still listen in Texas, how many pumps you do?
Yeah, I was curious about it. I had to try it, and I ordered some. Okay, so DZ, the halftime show is coming up.
Yeah.
And I've seen all your amazing, your reels are going viral on Instagram because you're doing these Bad Bunny reels, and they're hysterical.
You consider that viral?
Yeah. Every time you make one, you get a ton of interaction.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, no. People
you
are loving
them. You found your people, man.
They think I'm Puerto Rican.
They think you're Puerto Rican like Bad Bunny.
And I keep telling them I'm not. I'm like, I'm Colombian, y'all. And they're like, Boricua, hey, wepa. That's SoyMeDZ. SoyMeDZ.
It's so true.
I'm like, I'm muy Colombiano. Colombiano.
It's one of those things where you like, it's like when I started doing my recipes on TikTok, I couldn't stop them. They just kept pushing them out. And I was like, dang, okay, yep. I'll make more. It's like that with your Bad Bunny videos. It's like Instagram wants you to make more. But the reason I brought it up.
I keep getting suggested, make another video.
Well, you know, it's been a very interesting announcement. Yeah. You and I were very happy about it. But there's a lot of people who don't know Bad Bunny's music or don't speak Spanish or don't know how to sing any of his songs.
Correct.
And they were a little flustered over it. But Roger Goodell is standing.
He's been the talk of the town.
He's standing on business. He's standing firm.
Yeah.
And he said that he is very happy about Bad Bunny. He's not flinching on the decision to select Bad Bunny for the Super Bowl halftime show. He spoke to reporters at a meeting and, you know, of course, he got asked about it.
Of course.
And he said Bad Bunny is one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world.
The world.
And that's what the league tries to achieve.
Yep.
He said Bad Bunny's selection has drawn backlash and a petition to replace him with a country music legend. What?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Stop
how
the
embarrassing.
Petition.
Knock
Stop
it
the
off.
Let it go.
Guys are weird. They're trying to get him replaced with George Strait.
Laughs in Latino.
Oh, that'll be so much better than a Bad Bunny concert. Okay, you weirdos.
Anyway.
They didn't get much traction on the petition, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But he said it will not be reconsidered because people are actually having the nerve to come and ask him if he's going to reconsider. When have they ever asked you if you're going to reconsider?
I mean, and I'm sure people are bothered by who the act is every single year.
Why, though? I guess you're right, every year.
You know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
People don't even realize that Bad Bunny has already performed at the Super Bowl. He's already done the halftime.
Mm-hmm.
He's already been there. The year that Shakira was there,
with,
the year that J-Lo was there, the year
he was
Jay
on stage.
Balvin was there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Latino gang been on the stage. Why are you this bothered by it now? Why mm-hmm. are you annoyed? Is it because it's just him by himself?
Mm-hmm.
Are you mad because sometimes he rocks a skirt? Because
mm-hmm.
people are big mad by it.
Well, he said that Roger Goodell said that they're not going to change their mind on Bad Bunny, and he said he thinks Bad Bunny's performance is going to be exciting and, listen to this, a united moment.
Yep.
So,
Wepa.
There you go.
So now y'all understand. Wepa.
Mm-hmm.
Wepa.
Well, and my kids were having this argument in the car, and one of them, we were talking about how people, anyone that had anything negative to say, you know, whatever, your personal opinion, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Puerto Rico's in America, though.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, we know that.
We
but
know
some
that.
People don't.
A lot of
and
people don't.
It shouldn't matter anyway, but it's a whole thing now, man.
And it didn't used to be, so there's still some turbulence about it.
They're still confused that it's part of our territory. Anyway, Bad Bunny will be performing. Okay, so we have to get into Am I the Jerk because we got a submission. You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs on social media and hope we find it.
It's safe.
This got sent to our DMs and I finally found it and she wanted to know if she was the jerk for blowing up the family group chat. And at first I'm like,
just sending
so
a bunch
long.
Of messages.
And then I read it and I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like that?
It's like that. Let's get into Am I the Jerk.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I should have taken a bite of my breakfast. I apologize. I'm just really hungry. Okay. She wants to know if she's the jerk for blowing up the family group chat, DZ, and this is crazy.
Blowing it up how, though? I'm gonna need explanations.
Listen, like I said, we got this submission. At first, I start reading it. I'm like, oh, this is long. Then I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Bet.
Okay,
crazy
ready
is good
for this?
Sometimes. Crazy is good. Let's get
she
it.
She says, am I the jerk for blowing up the family group chat with drama in all caps?
Oh, then yeah, of course.
She says, I am 32 years old. I love it that you told us how old you are. Call me Crash Out Chris. Funny.
Okay, Crash Out Chris.
My extended family has a group chat of 20 members, including grandparents, aunts, and uncles.
Okay.
Here's where the problem starts. My two oldest cousins have always been competitive and have tension between each other. Let's just be honest. Sarah has always been jealous of Brittany. I think we're making up names here, but you get the picture.
Good.
She's prettier, has a better job, and a better relationship with her father.
Brittany does.
Here's where I might be the jerk. Brittany is going through a nasty divorce and revealed to the family that her ex was physically, verbally, and emotionally abusive.
Oh.
Only after Sarah found out about this, Sarah started hanging out with Brittany's ex, her cousin's ex.
Oh!
She posted pictures on Facebook at the club with them.
Uh-oh.
So I privately texted my cousin Sarah and called her out on it for being crazy. She said she didn't like seeing anything wrong, or she didn't see anything wrong with it. So I decided to drop it, and I haven't talked to Sarah in 6 months because of her actions.
That's crazy.
Everything's been fine since then, but last week, here's where it gets good. But last week, Sarah posted pictures again, hanging out with our cousin Brittany's abusive ex. This time, I called Sarah out for being an absolute terrible person in the family group chat.
Oh, you did it public.
But now I think I might be the jerk because no one else said anything back. I hate it when people don't do
Everybody
that.
Everybody went radio nobody silent said, all of a sudden.
And nobody said anything else back except it should not be discussed in a group setting. Am I the jerk for using the family group chat to call out sneaky Sarah? Oh, your cousin's a hoe.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Your cousin... How awful.
And
so they have these two competitive cousins, and they have this extended family group chat, essentially. It's got like 20 people on it.
A bunch of people.
And two of these cousins.
Grandparents included, though,
one's getting divorced. That's even worse. One's getting divorced. And one of the cousins that have been, you know, not getting along their whole lives, now she's dating her ex, who she says is a... This is crazy.
You know how you got frenemies in your life, friend enemies?
Yeah.
I'd never conceptualized the cousinemies.
Yeah, you wouldn't think your cousin would do this to you, but it happens all the time, I'm sure.
I've got cousins that are suing each other in Colombia right now.
Shut up.
Yeah, bro.
I guess it does.
One hit the other one with a brick, and then it got crazier from there. That's
You're
a story
kidding.
For another time.
How can you say that's a story for another time with a story like that? That's crazy.
Right hand to Bob, it's a story for another time.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So family members do crash. She says
they
crash out Chris.
And people have crashed. I got a crash out. I got crash out Chris's in my family.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. And I love that she called them out on the group chat, but I hate that nobody had her back. And I hate it when nobody wants to get involved. And I'm like, this is somebody in your family's abusive ex.
It wasn't.
And somebody else is going out. Now somebody else is going to get hurt physically. Forget about the fact that she's going after her cousin's ex. Now she's going to end up in an abuse. Like, we got
to
do something.
I don't think she's actually trying to date the guy. I just
think she's just trying to make everybody mad.
She's dramatic and toxic. She's trying to make the cousin mad. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Sarah's out here trying to mess with Brittany's head because she knows Brittany's probably in the toughest time of her life and going, yes, finally, girl, your life has been perfect.
Dude.
And little did we know, it wasn't so perfect. So look at me. I'm about to rub it in. Salt in the wound.
If my cousin started dating, it would be on. If my cousin started dating my ex, it'd be on.
That being said, though, I do agree. It's not that family didn't say anything. The only thing that was
said
was
nothing.
They shouldn't be talking about this
in a group setting. However, I guess she didn't put them in the group chat. Because I was like, did the cousin put the pictures of them hanging out in the group chat? No, she's putting them on social media.
Yeah, she's putting them on
blast.
And
that's where the family is seeing this one cousin is hanging out with the other cousin's ex who was abusive and all this stuff. So, ew.
This
is icky, dude. Okay, so is she the jerk for using the family group chat to call out sneaky Sarah? You say yes because
genuinely.
You agree that it was not the right place.
Not the right place.
I say not the jerk. Forget sneaky Sarah. I don't like her.
It's the right thing to do.
And your family should be speaking up. This is messed up. They should be defending Brittany, who's going through a divorce from an abusive ex, not acting like they don't see what's going on around them. I don't like it. It gives me the ick. All of it. Nobody wants to get involved, and that gives me the ick.
Brittany feels too passive. Because why ain't Brittany doing nothing? I'm sorry, but what?
Well, it's her. She's the one going through it.
They're the ones that are competitive back and forth. I would have literally been at my cousin's neck immediately.
Well, maybe they were. Maybe they were. Somebody said, jerk, not your business. Stay out of it.
Heard
that. Somebody else said, I would do the same thing.
Don't hear that.
Somebody said, wait, hold up. Are the cousins sisters? No, they're just cousins. Just Sarah cousins. And Brittany are just cousins. They're all cousins. I know it's confusing, but basically she's got two cousins that are competitive. One's getting divorced from an abusive ex. The other cousin starts dating the abusive ex. And now the whole family knows it's messed up, but nobody will say anything. It triggered her, so she said something in the group chat, and nobody said a word other than this isn't the place.
Crash out, Chris. I feel like she did wait. She did wait and crashed out later.
She crashed out 6 months after it, man. Give her a break. Give my spirit animal a break. Crash out, Chris. I love you.
She said, free crash out, Chris.
I'm going to get a shirt. Free crash out, Chris.
Allie said it's free crash out, Chris.
Come on.
So crash out, Chris, free.
All right. Is she the jerk for speaking up in the family group chat? We'll talk to you next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, we got people going at it on the text and on the phones. They are fired up about this one. So you know what? Let's start with Amelia in Milwaukee. She said it was so good I had to call in because crash out Chris wants to know if they're the jerk for blowing up the family group chat. This is crazy. Let's pull up Amelia.
Yeah.
Amelia.
Good morning.
Yes. About time, girlfriend. We missed you, Amelia.
What a...
But
definitely.
We've got so much drama. So there's a family group chat of over 20 members, including grandparents. Mm-hmm. This girl who's 32 years old, her cousin's getting divorced. The one who's the other cousin is competitive and is now dating the abusive ex.
Yeah.
Of the other cousin. So she went off in the group family group chat about it. And everybody said, not the place.
I stopped thinking about the abusive part, and I'm like,
it matters, though. But anyway, Amelia, jerk or not the jerk for using the family group chat to call out sneaky Sarah?
If nobody's not going to call her out, nope, she's not the jerk.
Really?
She's definitely not the jerk. I don't think so.
You said somebody got to do
it. So you're on my team. You're like, yeah, call her out.
Yeah,
don't
I don't think
screw
so, because the fact is that you're jealous of your cousin your whole life. That's pathetic.
Yeah, that
is. And then to go like, oh, okay. All right, when he starts putting your hands on you, don't come crying. Do not come crying.
Well, that's the problem. You know he's been abusive to your cousin, and you're getting with this guy? Like, still, you have to be really...
You got to hate your cousin top tier.
And you got to have low self-esteem, let me tell you.
You're like a scum. To do that, you're a scum. And then for nobody not saying anything, and that could... The 32-year-old cousins.
That makes me mad, too, because of family.
Hold on. In a theoretical world, it can't be that this is so crazy that nobody even wants to get close to this, to be attached to it whatsoever.
And who knows how long this has been going on?
Right.
Who knows? Maybe it's been going on before they got divorced.
Right.
Who knows how long this has been going on?
I had that thought, Amelia, but I didn't want to add that to the pot that they were screwing around, because I just went, that'd be even crazier.
Even less I'd want to touch it.
If I was in a situation, I would be sarcastic.
Oh, DZ said it. They were screwing around. I really don't want to get involved.
When they have family functions, are you going to bring them?
No.
That'll make you feel very...
I didn't even think about that. What
are
you going to...
They can't be dating for real,
You're just using him and going to the club with him, and he's using you, and you're making your cousin jealous.
It doesn't matter. If she's willing to sit there to get this cousin because she wants to be in her, because she's so miserable.
You guys, they have a common enemy. His ex, your cousin, let's make her hate both of us more. Let's do this. Who knows? It could be a whole convoluted plan on the back end. They're not even really rocking. It's a scam.
Oh, they're scamming
again,
their own.
You look stupid.
It does make you look stupid. I agree. Amen,
is
Amelia.
Is it really worth it?
Not the jerk for using the family group chat. Amelia's on my side. She doesn't agree with your grown-up side, DZ, of let it flow.
Not letting it. No, definitely not letting it.
Listen,
don't twist my words up. I'm not saying letting it flow. I'm just saying don't. There's no need to bust it in the group chat.
Yeah.
That's a face-to-face. That's a one-to-one.
Yeah.
That's a what are you doing? You are bugging.
Right,
that's
right.
I'm going to tell grandma and grandpa, Titi and Theo, and everybody else, too. Mm-hmm. Nah.
You're saying.
And all the Latin flow word that
You know what
Wait
I'm
a
saying?
Second, though. I've been to enough Latin family get-togethers. You're going to talk about it at the family barbecue anyway,
and
so why do I have to hold it out of the group chat? Let's get real.
When you talk about it in person.
At the barbecue.
Uh-huh. En el asado.
I love it. All right, Amelia, thanks for calling.
All right, see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. She's so funny.
She's
all right.
On fire.
So it is a little little confusing, but not at the same time. Yeah. Crash Out Chris wrote in. She wants to know if she's the jerk for bringing the family drama to the group chat to call out their cousin who's now dating. They have two cousins who are competitive. One is getting divorced from a very abusive ex, and the other cousin is now dating him and posting it on social media, at least at the club with him and going out with him and stuff, which is icky. So
none
she went off in the
sense.
Group chat. She's like, is anyone going to say anything?
Nope.
Anyone?
Nope.
And they all said nope.
Nope.
Fine, let's go to Andrew in Milwaukee. I think he's going to have your back, of course, DZ.
Andrew.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, you going jerk or not the jerk for bringing the family drama to the group chat?
You're correct. I'm team DZ on this one. I'm saying
fair enough.
He's a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I don't think her intentions were from a place of concern. Like, what are you doing? What's going on?
It was just to
stir the pot.
Ooh, she just wanted to cause drama.
Oh. Yeah, hey, look what she's doing. Look what she's doing. Anybody want to talk about this?
Well, Chris did say she is crash out Chris. She crashed out. She's had it with the situation.
I wasn't thinking petitious, but she's going, I'm overseeing it, so I'm going to break. I'm going to whistleblow, and I'm going to tick everybody off now.
She's the whistleblower, yes!
She's going, it's less about just busting them out and more about just making it tea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, Andrew, you got me thinking, bro.
I love it, even though you're wrong, Andrew.
I mean, he's onto something.
Yeah,
who's to say?
You might be onto something for real. Maddie and Waukesha texted in and said, DZ, she did privately confront her first, and you all know Meemaw needed the tea. What?
Not the Meemaw, bro. Leave her alone. Leave her out of it. Let her die in peace.
Somebody said, I want to be Amelia's friend. She's on point. Amelia's funny. Okay, but you say jerk because you're like DZ, Andrew. You're saying there's no reason to bring this. You just wanted drama. Yeah. Shouldn't have been in the group chat.
You can,
I got no problem with her bringing it up, but the group chat's not the place.
The group chat. Thank you, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you guys are so funny, the things you're texting in. I cannot even read these on the air. Our listeners are funny, man.
Oh, yeah, they're on fire.
Thanks for calling, Andrew.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care, man.
Bye.
All right.
Okay, Michelle from Milwaukee said, not the jerk. She said, let that sit. Oh, let it. She left the H out.
Let it
be known all through the family. Blow that bleep up. From Milwaukee.
What is telling everybody in the family going to do about it? What is anybody else in the family going to do about it?
Listen to this. Somebody said, why does she need to be called out in the first place? Because it's annoying and
that's
family.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. What is grandma? What is me? What is Papito going to be able to do? What is your cousin? What is your uncles? What is anybody else that knows this tea now going to be able to do that you couldn't? You think the shame in it is going to make her stop? Because everybody already knows and she ain't stopped.
Everybody's fired up. Somebody said, I listen every morning to Am I the Jerk and had to text today. Not the jerk. So icky.
It is gross. Obviously gross and despicable,
but it is what it is.
What is busting out gonna change? Literally.
I hate this so much that I have to say this isn't even the first time somebody's cousin has gotten with their cousin's ex and made it icky. Like, this happens all the time, unfortunately.
No, that's right.
All right, last but not least, we're going to Courtney and Racine, who's gonna be our tiebreaker today.
Courtney, big shoes.
Hey, Courtney.
Good morning.
Everyone's fired up about this one. Okay, so is Crash Out Chris the jerk for bringing the family drama to the group chat because the cousin is now dating the other cousin's abusive ex?
Be real.
Absolutely not a jerk.
Okay.
She's good. She kept it semi-private in the group family chat. I would have busted her out all over that post on Facebook.
On social media?
You would have jumped in and been like, this is funny seeing you with our cousin's ex.
Let me share this and say what I think. You're saying you would have gone public.
I sure would have. And not only that, sharing it to the group post, maybe the cousin is closer with a different family member who would really look out for her and be like, hey, you just watched him do
all these things XYZ to our cousin. Yeah, why are you with this guy?
I can actually receive that openly and say, you know what? Maybe there is a different cousin that Sarah or whatever likes better.
And honestly, in the submission she sent to us that slid into our DMs today, Crash Out Chris, what did she say here? She talked about how they've always been competitive and that Sarah's always been jealous of Brittany. She said, let's just be honest. Sarah's always been jealous of Brittany. She's prettier, has a better job, and a better relationship with her father. So you're talking about some issues and like what?
Allie, I figured it out.
Oh my God, your eyes got all big. You scared me. What?
Brittany back in the day stole Sarah's man, so this is nothing but get back from the middle school
sweetheart. Why would Sarah want him back? if he's this awful of a guy, though.
Nope. That's not the
same
guy.
Physically, verbally, and emotionally.
It's not the same guy. Brittany, the pretty one, the one that always
took
was perfect.
A guy she wanted.
Back in like elementary,
that's
middle school, high
fault.
School, who knows when. And it's now Sarah's going, you know what? I'm going to take this man since you took my man.
You can't blame Regina George for being the hottest. You can only blame her for being the worst person, okay?
She's still trying to make Fetch happen some type of way, though. Listen, I figured it out.
I don't know. Maybe. You know what I love, Courtney, is DZ's like, no drama. And then he's like, but wait. What if?
Wait a minute. No.
Starts to wander.
Crash out worthy.
Yes.
I
would have crashed out if my cousin was with my cousin's ex, too. It would have sent me over the edge. I would have been like, this is some dirty-ish, man. Come on. All right. Well, not the jerk. Sorry, Andrew and DZ. Sorry.
Fine.
Thanks, Courtney,
appreciate
for calling.
You.
Have a great rest of your guys' day. Love you guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you back, bye.
Somebody said, may this toxic energy never find me.
And everybody said, amen.
Amen to that. Let's give away tickets on that note. We have got to give away tickets. So all week long, we are sending you to see Machine Gun Kelly because he is coming to Pfizer Forum very soon. December 6th.
Holiday slide.
Yeah, we want to hook you up. And then right after that, we're going to tell you about something that involves hugging that we all do at our jobs.
You know I'm not a hugger,
not
bro.
The physical hugging.
Oh,
don't
okay.
worry, it's a
okay,
different.
Okay.
It's not a physical hugging, but we're all doing it. Trust me. 414-533-1037. You want to go see MGK at Pfizer Forum? Be caller 25 now. Good luck. Somebody's going to see Machine Gun Kelly at Pfizer Forum on December 6th. So let's go ahead and pull up Paying in Kenosha this morning. Hey, girl.
Hey, Paying. How we doing?
How are ya?
Allie and DZ. I'm doing good.
Are we pronouncing your name right? Because this was a whole discussion this morning on what would DZ do, okay?
We like to pronounce names correctly.
I want to get it right.
Yes, it is Paying.
Ah, very pretty.
Paying.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling because you are going to see Machine Gun Kelly.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Aw, you're so welcome. You ever seen him in concert?
I have not.
DZ has.
Ooh, girl, you went for a treat.
Girl, yep, you're going to be at Pfizer Forum on December 6th.
Coming up, girl. Oh, plan. Yeah. Plan the fit, plan the night, plan it all.
This is before Christmas. Yes. These are going to be BC plans before Christmas, okay?
BC plans.
Yes, and I always joke my calendar's full now for the rest of the year, so when I say BC, it means before Christmas, okay?
And then AD's even crazier, bro.
Oh, don't even get me started. BH, before Halloween, now we're really crazy, okay? All right. Thanks for calling.
We appreciate
you.
You
can't stand me.
Paying, congratulations. You too.
Stop
bye.
Doing that thing where you're pacifying me for making my old people jokes over here.
I just got to let you be, bro.
Thank you for letting me be me, DZ.
We support each other in all endeavors.
Thank you. All right. So we have to discuss this job hugging, DZ.
I told you I'm not a hugger.
DZ, you hug me all the time, but it's not about that kind of hugging. It's not about physical hugging. It's about hugging your job. You ever heard of this?
No. Why would I hug my job? It's like a hugging a tree. Well, I'm not hugging a tree either.
Half of us are now doing this, and I'm going to tell you why it's on the rise, why we're job hugging, meaning we're staying at jobs longer than we should.
Okay.
There's a reason, and I'll tell you next.
Fine.
How about that?
How about that?
You better not say you're job hugging.
Maybe.
You're stuck here, dude.
I don't know what I'm
doing.
Fine.
He's hugging. You're whatever. Are you hugging your job?
Am I hugging my job?
Job hugging means you're staying on too long.
I'm hugging the microphone right now.
Why are you doing it?
Am I hugging my job correctly?
No. He's coming to Summerfest. I can't wait. Ed Sheeran.
Woo! Oh, my God, it's Ed!
Oh, my God! 103.7 Kiss FM.
My brother.
Milwaukee's number one hit music station. I'm excited for that weekend of Summerfest when it's going to be Ed Sheeran and Post Malone in the same weekend. My sisters are coming to town. It's over for you guys.
Can Milwaukee handle it? Yes, we can.
Can Milwaukee handle Allie and her sisters? No,
oh, that,
they
no.
cannot.
Ed Sheeran and
no,
Post Malone,
poor guys.
Yes. You and your sisters,
look out.
No.
The Faith sisters, it's over.
We're going to need reinforcements. Bring in the National Guard.
I'm bad enough alone.
Yeah.
And then put two more? Oh, my God. Okay, so listen, I want to talk to you about job hugging, actually. This is really important because...
Explain what's going on. What's
job hugging? Job hugging is more popular than ever. And what it means is people are staying in their jobs longer. They're less ambitious. They're more worried about job security and stability. They're not going for a higher, better role anymore because stability seems to be more important for them. So they're getting
complacent.
Yeah, they're getting complacent in these jobs. And some people find it amazing where they find growth. And some people say it's limiting because you're not growing, right? There's nowhere to grow.
What are you growing in besides just
you're already doing? Mm-hmm.
That's lateral growth, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
So job hugging is essentially very popular now. Over almost half of us as a society are job hugging, meaning we're just staying at the same job because it's convenient and stable, basically.
Well, I mean, I guess to a degree, yeah. I do the jobs I do. I work in what I do because it's stable, but nothing we do is stable.
No.
At any point in time.
I know. We could.
Gone.
You could be gone from any job. It says that people, they want comfort, pay, and stability. That outweighs ambition and change.
Yeah, that's called living. Comfort, pay, and stability. It's keeping a roof over my head and food in my fridge for my children and family.
I don't like this, though, because you need growth. And growth comes from change and being uncomfortable. So I know that sounds funny coming from someone who's been at the same job for 21 years.
But you've grown
I've grown. I was a third mic. Now I'm hosting. It took 20 years. I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot as a person. And so like most people, you start on the low totem pole at your job and you grow up over time, right? And there's growth. If there's no growth, I would have been
That's
out.
That's different.
I would have been out of here, man.
If you've been, let's say, a producer for 20
years. For 20 years, it'd be stupid
and
if
your
I was still
dream
here,
is to be on the mic.
You're right.
That means you just stayed and gone, I'm just waiting my time. Mm-hmm. Well, your time has passed at that point.
Yeah, but I like being here because I came and I thought I'd leave after a couple years and then I started connecting with the city and I love the city and I connected with the listeners and I love these are my people now, man.
Here's what it is. You came, you saw, you conquered, and you're going to keep conquering, keep seeing, and keep coming to different places, bro. Yeah. The thing is, we're not done growing. But
no, but I really feel bad for people who aren't ambitious because I know how much change and you can do so much more. You want more money, you want growth, but you also don't want to rock the boat.
Now, if you're making more money continuously at your new job, you know, you're getting updates, you're getting bonuses, you're getting pay raises, great. Then, I'd feel fantastic. Great, I'm getting paid more money to do what I've been doing. Love it. But here's the thing. There is limited growth in where you are. There is a cap for every position, no matter what.
Every position.
Right? For every position, there is a ceiling.
And you see people at the top get really comfortable as well. Mm-hmm. We've seen this as we're talking about people like us who are in the medium part of the totem pole. Let's even talk about some of the bosses who, you know, you see them and there's no change, there's no evolution. And sometimes, you know, they should have left.
You age out.
There you go.
I'd argue to say higher ups job hug more than, you know, us lower totem polers, if you will.
You think the higher ups
are we on the low end of the totem pole.
No, we're not.
But we ain't bosses to nobody.
No.
Right?
No.
Bosses, I feel like, job hug most because once you figure out that a boss is just somebody who delegates primarily and then watches and oversees, you realize, well, a lot of other people could do that. And after a certain amount of years, a lot of people could do that for a cheaper price.
Right.
So
Who's
you
calling?
job hug, and you sit there.
We're talking about job hugging, which is basically hugging your job too long, overstaying your welcome where there's no growth. But they're saying that's what people want now because they want stability and comfort. They don't want the growth. This is weird.
I'd say we're technically job hugging, but it's like a side hug.
That's a great way to put it, dude.
We're not actively looking for something else, something different, but we are actively looking to grow in our roles.
Yes,
I'm not looking
absolutely.
To go to a different radio station. I'm not looking to be an in-game host for another NBA team.
Right.
I love what I do and where I'm at. I love raising my family in Milwaukee. That doesn't change.
Oh.
What I'm looking for is to continue to grow in the roles that I got and then grow in the place that I'm in. That's not a hug. Ooh. That's not a job hug.
Anonymous texted in. They want to be anonymous. They said, I'm a teacher, and I feel like this also happens for teachers who are worried about trying to find something outside of education but fear that no other occupations could be healthier or for their mental health. I think I read that out of time. But you get the picture.
So sometimes you job hug because you're scared to take the plunge.
You want to do something in education, but it's not teaching anymore, but you're afraid to leave, so you stay a teacher. That's a perfect example.
Yep.
I love this text. Somebody said, I grow at other things I enjoy outside of my job.
That
part. That's a great point.
That part. I like that.
All right, you know what? We're we're going to talk to you guys next. Are you job hugging? You ever heard of this? Or do you support this? 414-533-1037. Job hugging, where you stay somewhere too long because you want security over basically growth.
Never heard this term, but yeah. It kind of makes sense.
Makes sense. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, you like to job hug? Is that your thing? Because we're talking about job hugging, where people stay at the same job way too long.
Yeah. Well, then you're operating under the concept that you got to always be looking for the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in and said, my husband is a job hugger, and so am I. He makes an inflated wage. So we both know he can't make anywhere else for his position.
Ah, so you know, no.
Been hugging for 10 plus years and hasn't gotten a raise in 2 years and afraid to ask for one. Ah, see, here's where job hugging mm-hmm. gets tricky.
Because you know you probably uh-huh. do for one, but you ain't gonna get it.
Absolutely. And then somebody texted in. Actually, this is an interesting text. Dawn. Yes, Dawn. She said, hustle culture isn't for everyone. You know what? You're right.
You are right.
It's okay to be mediocre or in the middle. And I no disrespect. You're right. She said, my job pays my bills, allows me to go on vacation, and puts a little jingle jangle in my pocket. My goal is to be the best at what I do and grow with the role I have.
That's the
hustle,
though.
But I have no interest in leading others or being in charge. The stress isn't worth it. That's fair. See, you don't have to want to be a boss to grow, though.
And you don't have to be a boss to be a hustle, to be on the hustle,
right?
You don't have to be leading anybody. You're leading yourself, and you're making your own money. You got a little jingle jangle for you. That's all that matters. You mm-hmm. hustling. You're hustling.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll start with Mia in Milwaukee. Job hugging, where people stay at the same job for stability. They're not ambitious anymore. Over half of us are doing that now for comfort. Hi, Mia.
Buenos dias.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going this morning? Hey.
Well, we're good. We're job hugging over here.
Apparently.
What about you?
It's so funny. So I listen to you guys very seldomly. I have been listening since it was like West Riggs and Allie, okay?
Oh,
back in the day.
I remember everything.
Well, it was West, Ronnie, and Allie before that.
Allie.
Girl.
Throwback Allie, okay?
Girl, we're much better now, girl.
You're my girl, too.
I know. What is this? I think a little Spanish, too, Dee Dee. We're good.
We are way better now. Best show ever.
We are. We definitely are.
No, but holla at us.
But?
So, I am actually job hugging right now at this moment.
Go on. Tell us everything.
I'm not going to say any names because you don't want to, you know, get scrutinized.
Yep.
But I was at a job. It was supposed to be my last job.
Okay.
And there was a lot of us. There were people that were there 20, 25 years.
Sure.
I already kind of did the retail thing, and now I'm in corporate, but I kind of jiggled in between the both of them.
Uh-huh.
I think that a lot of times when people quit their jobs, it's based upon emotions, it's based upon mm-hmm. managers,
mm-hmm.
it's based upon all these different effects. And it's like, okay, I'm like the girl that just sent the text in about the husband making a lot of money. Like, I know that sometimes we have to deal with the crap, but is it worth, you know, taking a $12 pay cut?
Is the risk worth the pain?
You know,
like Taylor Swift said in Blank Space. Sorry, I had to. Is the high worth the pain? Is the risk worth it?
You got
to
ask yourself that for real. And sometimes it's not.
No, really, though. Yeah, it's not. And you're right about that, Mia. It is a real thing. You have to think out risk versus where you're at.
Reward, yeah.
And it comes with maturity, right? Mm-hmm. So over time, it's like, okay, how many times do I want a job hunt? But I also get paid nice. And since COVID, I work from home permanently. So that's
and you know what
that I have.
That is something that cannot be replaced. I want to tell you this. I was at my tennis class on Tuesday at 11 a.m. with four women, and we all joked about, does anyone work around here? And they all said, we all have work from home jobs, which has changed our life. It's flexible.
Yep.
We can come mm-hmm. to a tennis class. She's like, I couldn't have done this at my last job.
5 years ago.
I mm-hmm. would have been stuck. She's yep. like, but now when mm-hmm. you work from home, you have that flexibility to take your lunch to go take a fitness class or whatever.
Quick 45.
You know, and you can get on the phone and still make a meeting and not have to mm-hmm. be in the office.
That
yeah,
part.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll make you job hug even more, because then you're going to look at that comfort.
You should. Bro. You should. If working from home is giving you
huge.
That much flexibility, job hug, baby. If
you don't put Gator Roll that bad boy in the bed or something, you better do more than hug. You better love that job. You better caress that job. You better cook for that job and clean for that job. You better massage that job's feet.
You better propose tomorrow.
I'm saying, boy, you better run a bath for that job. I don't know what to tell you.
But you know what? Kim from Milwaukee texted, and this is a great point. She said, I'm job hugging because I love my job and company, and I hate the job search and interview process.
Mm.
That can be exhausting.
I do hate the stress of now I gotta get all perfect.
But that's why we came and found you, DZ. You didn't have to interview for this. We came and stole you.
I ain't had to be perfect to be here.
No.
I ain't had to be perfect to be here.
He cheated on me and left his station. And I say that.
Y'all left me. Okay. Y'all broke up with me.
He cheated on us and went and worked to a different station. Then we stole him back. And I was happier than ever when he came back to work with me. I was so happy.
I just wanted to make a quick point, too.
Yeah.
I kind of had a similar situation with you, Ali. So I went from a two-parent to a one-parent.
Yeah.
And like you said, maybe it's not a fitness class. Maybe it's a load of laundry and dinner.
Yeah.
You know?
Huge.
Relax. So it's really important.
You're preaching to me right now because you're right. This is why one load of laundry can change everything when you're at home.
You get home in the middle of the day, quick lunch, boop, or you're already at home. Yes.
So different.
Yes, I could use the restroom, and in that meantime, hit the dishes real quick. Whoop, whoop.
Listen, all the people driving to work hate us right now, so let's just stop.
Okay, our bad.
Mia, love you. Bye.
Okay, look, and I'm picking up breakfast, so there's that. All right, guys.
Get our order off air.
This morning.
We love you. Appreciate you.
Sorry about that, everybody.
We're just bragging over here like, yeah.
Don't envy me. Sorry. No, you got to call again, Mia. We need you back in our lives.
Yes, Mia. All right, call
guys.
More.
Look, this is the first time I've gotten through, so it's been a while. I have been calling.
Well,
so
you're in.
I was able to get through and relate.
We talked so long.
Have a good day, you guys.
You too.
Bye.
Dude, we talked to her so long, Stephanie and Kenosha hung up.
Stephanie said, I got to get out the car, y'all.
Stephanie's like, I don't work from home. Forget y'all.
I am at work, and I got to get out.
Forget y'all. I got to go. Bye. Listen, Dawn said, yes, I work from home and will lateral move in the company till I die if I can stay here.
R.I.P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
If this world were mine, I would trick-or-treat on Halloween. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. I said what I said.
Good morning, buenos dias, and I agree.
Okay, we have got to talk about trick-or-treating. By the way, we have Dancing with the Stars tickets in the next 15 minutes, so don't go anywhere. But I want to talk about this because we're trick-or-treating this weekend.
Gee.
And Owen's birthday is on Saturday, the same day as our KISS FM bike drive, right?
Bring your bikes.
9 to 1 at Pick and Save in West Milwaukee on Miller Parkway. I was just over there yesterday on Miller Parkway eating at Mad Rooster by Target, and I thought about how we're going to be out there on Saturday morning.
You scoped the layout?
I sure did. I was like, hey, Pick and Save, see you Saturday. Mwah.
Bring all them bikes, 2201, and get all the details. 1037kissfm.com, please.
And bring your bikes out. But I was looking at the list of cities, and so many of us are trick-or-treating this weekend, and I don't know why. Like, part of me knows why. I'm assuming that the selfish adults want to party themselves on Halloween, which is a Friday, so they've decided to put all the kids the week before because it's convenient or safer or something.
You're still getting rid of a weekend,
bro. I still don't understand why we're doing it when Halloween's on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
But everybody's, like, not everybody. Milwaukee is on Halloween. Shout out Milwaukee.
Actual Milwaukee.
City of Milwaukee will be trick-or-treating on Halloween. Other cities I want to shout out, Brookfield.
There you go.
The city and the town.
Yeah.
Both trick-or-treating on Halloween. Caledonia, Calabama, we love you.
Germantown out there on the 31st.
Delavan, East Troy, Elkhorn, all on Halloween.
Cudahy, St. Francis, Waukesha, Heartland.
Did we say Menominee Falls?
Did we say Mequon?
Did we say Muskego?
You already said
Racine, Sheboygan Falls. Okay, great. And Sheboygan, great. So all of these amazing towns, Waukesha even going to be trick-or-treating on Halloween, which is a Friday, which absolutely. But mine is this Saturday on Owen's birthday. So I said to Owen, I'm like, I guess you're going to be 14. Do you
want to?
Of course he does.
Of course he does. Free candy, dude.
So he's going to be going in New Berlin with his friends. He's not even hanging out with me, dude. So rude.
Oh, so you ain't even going to see him for your birthday.
No,
or his birthday.
But Franklin is this Saturday. Cedarburg.
Gee, Bayview is this Saturday.
Why?
We're going at 5 to 8 p.m. in Bayview going, wow, why are we doing this whole thing a week ahead?
Grafton, Oconomowoc, Pewaukee, Slinger, Sussex. They're all, West Allis is doing Friday. West Milwaukee's doing this weekend too.
I have a theory.
I have thoughts.
Because South Milwaukee's also this weekend on Saturday.
Let me open up the
25th.
Phone so we can all discuss.
I have a theory that they're maybe wanting people to drive around to different areas, different times, make it a bigger celebration. That's why they're coordinating with cities.
I wish they. You know how
I'm
people.
I'm trying to be positive.
I know because you're positive, but this is, you know
this
how
is
people.
Dumb.
Stay out of our city, blah. No, this is dumb. And even Sunday. So we have Saturday, a ton of people trick or treating. And then Sunday has a whole list too. Greendale, Greenfield, Hales Corners,
Brown Deer, Fox Point,
Beaver Dam. You guys are all trick or treating on
McQuanago.
Sunday.
Yeah, that's even worse than
Saturday. Than Saturday. Whitefish Bay,
I'll
Wauwatosa.
Give you Saturday. I'll give you Saturday. You could, you know, Saturday, enjoy the rest of the weekend. Sunday, but you trick or treating on the
Shorewood.
Sunday from 4 to 7 doesn't help my cows out on Monday.
I don't get it. Can we go to the phones because I'm getting mad now. See, I don't even care. Just pull one up because I am. I can't. You would think I'm trick or treating. You would think I'm the one. Trick or treating. Hi, KISS FM. Who's this?
Turn your radio down.
This is Allison in Racine.
Hey, Allison.
Allison, I'm fired up like I'm the kid trick or treating in
Can
this scenario.
Tell?
Oh, my Lord.
The kids wouldn't be fired up. They'd be jacked up because they're getting all the candy.
Honest to God, the kids don't care.
No.
My kids could care less when they trick or treat. I'm the one who cares.
Well, because you're the ones that got to drive them around. Yeah.
Allison's got a theme song, though. She called 5 days in a row. Allison.
Holla at us.
Good morning.
Good morning. So was Racine's on Halloween when I was naming these?
It is. It is on Halloween.
On Friday, Halloween. We're talking about how all these cities, when we land on a weekend, we're still trick-or-treating the week before. And I know this sounds like all these people, this sounds like a Facebook argument. Why y'all doing this to us? We don't want it. But like, really, why?
This is a free will conversation. It's not that deep, but it's as deep as you want it to be.
True.
Bro. Because when it's the 31st on a random Tuesday,
fine.
Have it on whatever weekend
I'm
you want.
I'm fine when it's during the week, but this is a Friday.
When it hits on the right day, though?
Allison.
Mm-hmm. Allison.
See, Allison.
Listen, this is so funny because we were just having this discussion yesterday on our walk.
Oh, on your walk. Okay.
We love that you're walking, you
That's
and your
great.
Husband.
Yeah.
So good for you. Keep it going.
So
anyway.
Here's what we have said. We have noticed I want to say 10 years, but let's say in the really last 5.
Okay.
this country has become obsessed with Halloween more than we ever have.
And
been.
Christmas, if I can be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All holidays. Commercialization. Like, yes. Go on.
We have always seen Christmas decorations, but the amount of Halloween decorations the effort put in for Halloween is insane. It's gotten so crazy. So I don't understand why we need to spread Halloween. I get the decorating, but do we need to spread?
Allison's right. Allison,
waiting for 3 weeks.
Are you basically saying what I'm thinking, and I could be wrong, was that when I was a kid, I feel like we went on Halloween no matter what day of week it was. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
That is true.
When I was a kid, it was like, oh, Halloween is on a Tuesday.
We're out on a Tuesday.
And we're done, and the holiday's over. DZ, didn't you bring up who went last year in November?
Somebody went on trick-or-treating in November. It was like the weekend after.
What city was that?
I can't remember.
It's making me crazy right now because we were making fun of them last year. We were like, why are they going in November?
It started with an M or a W, and I can't think of the name of the city.
That could be a lot of cities.
You feel me? But it wasn't Milwaukee or Waukesha. It was like a Wawa something. Yeah.
And then there's all this whole thing of, oh, we're busier now and all this. No, we're not.
True.
No, we're not.
We
Everyone
just
has
choose
to take
be.
Everything personal.
That's
which
right.
Is the problem.
We're so
and it has
you're
to
right.
be when I want to do it.
No, you're right.
When I was a kid, like you, Allie, we went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Didn't matter.
Well, and here's the thing, Allison.
Halloween.
If you want to try and say we're busy, let's say, for example, you say your kids in these crazy sports now where you're gone all the time, right?
Yeah.
That's a choice. So you can say, well, you might be gone on the weekend, but you also might be playing during the week if you're in like a junior, you know, if you're in school sports. So it's not even like we could pick a time where there wouldn't be sports and stuff and activities for kids, I feel like. Weekends and during the week are both times for games.
You could miss your city's trick-or-treating times because you got a Saturday morning football game to get to.
And that's life.
Mm-hmm. And that's life. The 31st, though, everybody knows it's Halloween, so
and
you
we
plan
don't have
around.
A game. There's no basketball. Hopefully your school should know better.
So, well, sometimes.
Oh, my God,
there is.
We sound so old. I gotta go, Allison. Goodbye.
I gotta go,
Allison. We sound old.
We love
Goodbye.
You so much,
okay,
Allison.
Bye.
Oh, my God. We are so fired up. Dude, we're talking about, let's just keep going to the phones. I swear to you, because we're talking about trick-or-treating not being on Halloween. It is for Milwaukee and a lot of cities, but like New Berlin, we're doing it this weekend.
Bayview's
this weekend.
St. Francis is actually doing it on the day of. Good for y'all.
Let's go to the phones. Let's just pull another one. I'm fine with it. Let's go to 3. Why not? Hi, Kiss F. Oh, you're talking. We're talking, too. Hi, Kiss FM.
Morning.
Who's this?
Just mid-combo.
Morning, it's Heather from West Dallas and her beautiful liver.
Hey, Heather, what a beautiful liver.
Heather, good morning. How are you?
Morning, good. How are you?
Well, we were okay till we realized how many towns are trick-or-treating the weekend before.
Well,
I'm
not
trying
to
understand.
I'm not ready. I haven't bought no candy, dog. Y'all can't just spring a Saturday the 25th
I haven't
trick-or-treating
bought
session on me. Halloween is the 31st.
Yeah, is West Dallas on the 31st?
West Dallas is this Saturday, and of course you know New Berlin is.
Yep.
Well, New Berlin last year, so my sister always has a chili cook-off.
Yes.
We have trick-or-treating.
Drop the location.
And then we have
for real, is that an invite?
Hey, this Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday,
go on.
I'll email you the address if you want.
Oh my God, you're so funny. So you always have a get together.
Yeah, and all of a sudden last year I said something to my sister, and I said, you know, trick or treating's on Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
This
She's like,
Saturday,
what?
Right?
And I'm like, I said, and then I looked it up more. Apparently, City of New Berlin, it had the city organization council meeting.
Oh boy, I don't want to get involved. What'd they say? I don't want to be involved in what they say.
Pretty much, they made a city vote. If you wanted to go against it, you had to either be there or something.
Oh, I'm not going to that meeting. Give me a poll online and I'll answer it. Come on.
Nope.
So basically, like the five Karens who cared went to the meeting and decided.
Basically.
What the hell?
Basically.
Well, and that's fair. I understand. You're saying they gave the city a chance to vote. So I had my chance to speak my opinion, I suppose, but I didn't even realize. That's fine. And again, it's not that serious, but it is. It's kind of weird when you think about how many years we trick-or-treated on Halloween.
And when did it randomly change?
When did we decide we needed a whole nother day? It's crazy.
I grew up in the New Berlin, West Dallas area.
Yeah,
it's always been like that Sunday, the last Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
But if it landed on like a Friday or a Saturday, they would switch it to Halloween. Uh-huh. But then, you know, I want to say the last year or two, West Dallas and New Berlin was like, nope, we're going to.
They do what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, well, Saturday. And the Sundays were always hard because then the kids had school the next day. Yep. And
Sunday's a weird day to trick or treat. I don't like it.
Too. Mm-hmm. I remember being in New Berlin and getting up, going to church, coming home, getting dressed, and going trick or treating.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that
because
makes
it
sense.
Was like 10 to 2 or something
Hold
like
on.
That.
Well,
or,
listen to this. Lori from Cedarburg, I want to talk about this, texted in and said, as y'all have known, where she's saying, I think that some cities want to go during the weekend, during the day for safety.
Sure.
A lot of costumes are dark and have masks, which makes visibility hard. I thought about this, Lori, but when we're going 4 to 7, it's dark.
It's already dark.
It's already dark at 5:36.
5 o'clock, yep.
So I thought about that. It's not a safety thing.
So people with kids normally go to a different city if it's earlier, because, with youngins, with
litters. If it's a dark thing, that's not an argument.
That's not an argument, because you should be able to trick or treat all day long on the 31st.
Yes, or in the dark.
Or in the dark, right.
Thank you.
You know what? That's actually a really good idea, because then you can have the choice of during the day for safety.
Kids.
And then at night at, you know, did you just say it's from Jersey?
That's
the beautiful liver.
The one time our mayor tried to cancel Halloween because New Jersey was on a storm. New Jersey was in emergency, whatever you call that.
Okay.
Statewide. Our mayor went, we're doing Halloween the week before.
Oh, you lived in New Jersey. I was so confused. I'm like, why would New Jersey shut down West Dallas's trick-or-treat? I was so confused.
That was when they was in Jersey.
I don't understand.
It was when he was in Jersey.
They had their own opinion in there.
It was when the liver was still there.
They scheduled and Halloween. We double-dipped.
Y'all double-dipped. They said, we don't care. We're doing what we want.
A lot of people double-dipped. Trust me, we can talk about that on the show this week, too.
Oh, yeah, we double-dipping.
And whoever texted in Tosa, different neighborhoods do different days. I did read that. Tosa depends on where you are. They have a general one, but...
Depends on the block.
And they said, I just wish they would set one day for Tosa. Yeah. Then it becomes confusing. See?
I agree.
All right.
Agree.
Thanks for calling, Heather. Love you.
Love you too, Liver. Bye.
Love you guys too.
Bye. Somebody said it changed in Milwaukee back in the 70s. Okay. After a girl was killed. Now you're creeping me out because we're still trick-or-treating in the dark. That makes is this some lore you made up, or is this a true story?
This doesn't change anything. There's safety concerns
Sunday.
No matter what you're doing,
matter.
Where you're at. No.
Angel from Racine said there are a lot of parents that work second shift. Oh, I didn't think about that. Okay, now you're bringing me back. So having it on the weekend is a good idea. I didn't think about second shifters not being able to trick or treat with their kids.
Sure, but that doesn't excuse the day.
That doesn't excuse it, because you know what? I miss my kids in the morning every day for their whole lives. And guess what? I still come to work and I deal with it.
Just fine.
Yeah.
The kids survive.
Dang it.
We could accommodate. It's Friday. Yeah. How about we all get off on Friday? Let's make it a federal holiday and nobody works.
Kaylee in West Bend said, trick-or-treating is Saturday in West Bend. It's always been the Saturday before here as long as I can remember. All right. Well, whatever you guys want to do.
Hey, it just gives me the opportunity to go get more candy, dog.
Honestly, and you know what? We joke and we get all fired up, but I'll take my kids whenever the hell it is. Yeah. I don't care. Whatever.
Honestly.
I don't understand why it's not on Halloween, but am I going to fight this battle for the rest of my life? No.
It doesn't feel nostalgic.
I have better things to worry about.
And to
be honest,
it
doesn't feel nostalgic is a good way to put it.
I got to disagree with Allison. I feel, first person who called, I don't feel like people are decorating as much as they used to anymore.
Oh, you think it's the opposite of what she said?
Yeah, I don't see as many bushes covered in the cobweb stuff or all the decorations and lights.
People don't have time and don't care. But you do see more celebrations than ever.
You do see more celebrations. Yeah. I don't see more decorations. It's a weird catch 22. That's all.
Well, I think we're going to give away tickets, don't worry, to Dancing with the Stars right now. But I also think, it's interesting. I think the same about Christmas, where you might see less lights. But for example, we used to do free pictures with Santa. It was a huge thing on Kiss FM.
I remember.
You remember,
oh, I remember.
DZ, you worked here then.
I was around.
And we would do free pictures with Santa probably 15 years ago. It was huge. Now, everybody does free pictures with Santa. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it in like a disrespectful way. I mean, there's 17 events where you can go see Santa
free
now.
Pictures with
it
Santa.
Wasn't like that.
You could build a birdhouse with Santa now at Home Depot.
Yeah, see? And he's not kidding, probably.
No, for real, though.
See? See, there you go. Somebody said they don't do cobwebs on the bushes because it's killing birds. Wait.
Did we have to stop? Did we miss an environmental PSA?
I didn't know that. Let's give away these tickets, man. Let's give away these tickets. We don't need to talk about killing birds with fake cobwebs.
We're out.
This is weird.
We're out.
414-533-1037. You want to go to Dancing with the Stars? Well, we're going to send you coming to the Miller High Life Theater on March 3rd. So, you know what? I'm going to mix it up a little today.
Ooh, what you doing?
I'm going to take caller 40.
Oh, snap.
Now what? I don't know why, but I am.
Caller 40.
Caller 40, you're going to Dancing with the Stars live on March 3rd. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. I'm so excited for Saturday.
Gee, big things happening. There's been a lot of hard work.
Oh, so much. You've been working the hardest, man. Bless your heart, DZ. And I don't mean that in the condescending way. I mean that in the positive
way. In the real blessed way?
In the real blessed way, because you have gone out more than I have. I've gone to collect a couple bikes. You're on fire, man.
This is a team effort, G. No, this is a team effort. We're all together on this one, and people have been showing out.
We had this bright idea to do a bike drive, and here we are. Now it's come upon us, and it's happening on Saturday at Pick and Save in West Milwaukee, right by the baseball stadium, right? So you go to Pick and Save on Miller Parkway on Saturday morning, bring your used bikes, your new bikes, your bikes with no seat, your bike with no chain, whatever. We're doing a bike drive to help people in the community who don't have transportation, kids who can't afford bikes. They're so expensive now. And Bikes for Kids Wisconsin is going to come in, take all these bikes we're going to get, and then basically refurbish them and donate them through other local nonprofits to people who need bikes, sickles, and transportation in the community. No electric bikes.
No electric bikes. We'll scooters.
We'll take everything else. Your balance bikes, your adult bikes, your kid bikes.
Trek
bring
bikes,
them out.
All that.
Bring them
all
on
that.
Saturday.
If you have any inkling, well, maybe they won't take it. Let us decide that. Mm-hmm. Let Bikes for Kids Wisconsin decide that. They're going to refurbish, and guess what? If you bring a bike that, say, is missing a seat, and somebody else brings a bike that only has a seat.
There
boom.
You go.
Now we got a whole bike.
Hey,
seriously.
Look at us. It's going to be awesome. And we just found out more information because some people have been dropping bikes off.
Yes.
Which was really funny because I think some people got annoyed with us and we don't really care.
That's okay.
Like, we were just putting them in the station. And then people came to work one day and they were like, there's bikes everywhere. And we were like, and?
Yeah, it's a bike drive.
And we're having a bike drive this weekend. Welcome.
We brought more bikes in today.
Yeah, DZ, I just helped you get some out of your car.
Come
You're
on,
amazing.
Son. Well, the thing is, some people genuinely can't make it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go to the Pick and Save on Miller Parkway, so they're like, hey, how can I get the bike?
Because they're out of town or they have a sporting event or
doesn't fit in their car.
They don't have a car big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we committed to going to pick up bikes.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing. And where
You're
else am I going to put
me.
Them?
You're crazy. One of our coworkers even went to Colgate.
Yep. Thank you, Donna.
Donna, who lives up in Hartford, I was like, I'm not driving to Colgate, am I?
So but think about it like this, though. We still got pickups in Racine and Kenosha. Mm-hmm. We still got some pickups in Milwaukee to make. We need all these bikes picked up.
Yeah, text in your addresses and we'll try our best to get there if we can because we have to, or bring them to the station in Hales Corners on Grange Avenue.
Yeah.
Any used bikes that we would love to have them for.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Our bike drive this Saturday, and it's all thanks to Tri-City National Bank and Pick and Save, because they're helping us do this, and we will be at Pick and Save on Miller Parkway. I can't wait, dude.
If you can bring the bike to the station, you know, if you can
if
bring the bike
corners,
here,
you want to drive it over.
Fantastic. We'll make sure we get it there. But here's the thing: to ensure that we can get it to Pick and Save on time for the event, please have the bikes here by noon on Friday.
Sounds good.
12 o'clock on Friday makes sense, right?
Makes sense. I love it. We'll see you at the bike drive this weekend. More details: 103.7 Kiss FM. Let's go!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply, in app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.